This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Opera House Theater Company has produced Sunset Boulevard, the musical, based on the 1950 Billy Wilder film of the same name. This musical premiered on Broadway nearly 25 years ago, but this is the first time it's on stage in Wilmington. Both the film and the musical have won awards. The story is embedded in American culture. So I asked director Ray Kennedy why Wilmington has had to wait so long.
Well, it's a gargantuan show, and the original production had a huge set. Back in 1994, it was $1.5 million, and it raised and lowered that entire Norma Desmond mansion. And I always knew that that was not possible. But I always sort of thought that maybe the set had taken over the story. So Alice and I went to New York to see the Glenn Close revival, and they had pared the set down, and all of a sudden, in my mind, the story became more important. And we literally turned to each other at intermission and said, we can do this. So we are.
For folks who haven't seen the movie or the musical, Ray Kennedy gives us a synopsis.
Early 1900s through like 1927, movies were silent. And then sound was discovered. So literally, the silent movie industry between 1927 and 1929 died. And it was over. And there were all these actresses that had been stars that maybe their voices didn't transcend to talking, or maybe their acting was too over the top, as it had to be in silent movies, but now people were looking for more realism. So careers ended in a two-year period, and you may have been the biggest star in the world in 1926, and in 1930, your career was over. That's 4 years later. So Norma Desmond is living in this huge house on Sunset Boulevard, living in her past. It's 1949 in our show. She's living like she lived in the late 20s and 30s. And she meets this writer named Joe Gillis, who came to Hollywood to be a creative writer. And the studio system in Hollywood sort of took him to a cynical place. And he becomes her editor, then he becomes her lover. But along the way, he meets this young writer named Betty, and he falls in love with her. So it's a love triangle.
I'm playing Max, Norma Desmond's butler, and much more, as you find out later in the show.
That's actor George Dombey. His character, Max, adds unexpected complexity to the love triangle.
Max is a servant to Norma. He has been living with her. He's been basically her only companion other than her chimp, who has passed away, and which we see at the top of the show. He's waiting on her hand and foot, and they have a long history. And I don't want to spoil any surprises, but Max has a very intimate knowledge of Norma and everything she's been through, has known her since she was a child. And really worships her.
It's a romance and a tragedy at the same time, in the grandest scale possible.
Sunset Boulevard is on stage at Thalian Hall Friday through Sunday this weekend and next through August 19th. Find more at WHQR.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.